podcast arise.
Hello everyone, and welcome to episode 39 of Lost in Appalachianmon. I'm May.
And I'm Jay.
And this week we watched Atmon episode 39, The New Power, the Apple Drive Duo. And I just want to say, I love this episode. Just right off the bat, I just want everyone to know, I like this episode.
There's a lot of good parts to it.
There are so many good parts, and just as I was thinking about whereabouts in my ranking do I put this in, I discovered a bunch of other stuff that I forgot even happened in this episode that I really liked. So I guess we'll move on to the favourites and we'll address those.
Okay, so the favourites is going to be basically a brief synopsis of the whole episode.
Yeah, which is a good sign. It's a good sign.
The building blocks of this episode are quite good. So they're in the Atmon graveyard cemetery.
Yeah.
Which is a mansion, not a cemetery. And they're going through, and one of the odd things is Haru looks up and goes, "Oh no, the Leviathan symbol! That must mean that Eugene is here!" Which is, okay, this is a negative. I really should skip this part. Anyway, well, then we'll talk about that in a bit. So they're going around and they find a phone calling app,
yeah,
and a compass app. And the phone calling app hates the text messaging app because text messaging replaced phone calls.
Yeah.
And the compass hates the GPS app. I'm sad that Navimon actually didn't come out to talk to him.
Yeah, or Messimon, because he actually also owns Messimon. Messimon, Navimon, and obviously Gatchmon are all Atmon that Haru owns, like he has the chips for.
There's the dictionary one as well that comes out, and they're like, "I hate search engines, they replaced me. No one looks up words in the dictionary anymore."
And I love this part because it makes sense. Like, we've previously seen the majority of Atmon kind of get along well, except for Navimon and Gatchmon sort of arguing in the second or third episode. I think it was the third episode they're arguing in, and that's why they aren't able to evolve, because they have this brief argument. Which is something that I find is actually a negative, is that they haven't actually addressed that since. Like, we haven't actually seen Navimon.
They're friends now. It's fine. And actually, I don't like the phone call one is there, because phone calls didn't get totally replaced. They just got less. People call people all the time.
Yeah, but I think in this sense, it's people like saying, "Oh, I'll be late home for dinner. What's dinner?" And then...
That's an example.
Yeah, I like the example that Colmon gave, because he also showed emojis. He says, "Now people just message each other and they don't call people and they've got emojis."
Disgusting, right? So they all start bothering Haru to be his buddy.
Yeah.
And he's like trying to steal his Apple Drive. I always forget, he tries to say Digivice.
Yeah, well, they don't really want to steal it. They just want to become his number one buddy. And Gatchmon's like, "But I'm Haru's buddy."
So Gatchmon kind of gives him a light push, which shoves all three of them through four layers of wall, which is meant to be like, "Oh my god, they're so much stronger with the duo." But because we have the numbers, he's only 50% stronger, which implies that his light push would have sent them through two walls.
No, it would have sent them through 1.5. They would have slightly burst the second one. A little bit.
No, they went through four, so they would have gone through two-thirds of four.
I thought they went through three.
Well, fine, they would have gone through two-thirds of three. So
I thought they went to four rooms, which means three walls.
I don't remember, it doesn't matter. Basically, they will smash through a bunch of walls still, so you shouldn't be surprised that happened. He wasn't like, "Oh, there went one more wall than I expected." He's just like, "That was a light push." It's a good way of showing what the duo does, except that we have the numbers. The numbers are really weird in this scenario.
Well, this episode was quite good at showcasing the duo, and we then find out that that's basically sort of Cloud's idea. Like, he's put them in the cemetery, and he doesn't really want the Ultimate Four to kill the Apple Drivers.
He straight up says, "Look, we can't have you crush them like we did before. We're only here to get information on the duo." Okay? And that's immediately... I've complained in all these other seasons of Digimon about these bad guys who could have instantly won if they'd tried hard or if they'd gone after the kids right now, and they would have won and that would have been it. And this says, "Hey, bad guys, we know you could win right now, but here is a legitimate reason not to." It's great. And it puts you in the mindset that Leviathan thinks that they're not that much of a threat. He's just interested in the mechanics of what they have.
Yeah, and he wants to get data. It's like how in V-Tamer we have Neo, who just wants to have data on Zeromaru before he kills him. Because he wants the data because he wants to be the number one tamer. and he feels like he needs the data so he can know more about different Digimon, so he doesn't want to kill him immediately. And that's always a good way of giving a bad guy a reason not to kill the hero, because of course the hero is going to win and isn't going to be killed. So we have to actually believe why they're not going to be killed. Like, in the Dark Masters arc, I feel like in Digimon Adventure, that was the best example of how to have your bad guys sort of not really kill the main characters for different reasons. Like, Papamon's like, I'm going to shoot you, TK. And TK's like, no, but what, we have no friends. And he upsets him, so he gets distracted.
There's a game that called Fellowship, which really thinks about this problem.
Yeah.
Because it's like Dungeons & Dragons, but the Dungeon Master directly plays a character called the Overlord,
uh-huh.
who is the big bad guy. So like Sauron in Lord of the Rings, it's uh-huh. Fellowship. And it goes, the Overlord follows these like three rules, and these are sort of the reason why the Overlord could, if they went over the Fellowship, just kill them instantly and that would be fine.
Hmm.
But the Overlord's really busy and also really arrogant. So, A, he doesn't think that much, the Fellowship's that much of a threat, and B, he's got better things to do.
Mm.
So it's like, you don't kill them because it's not what you're there for.
Mm.
And that feels like what this conversation is. Just, we've got better things to do.
Yeah, and it is sort of like a quick thing. You just have to say one line of dialogue and that basically explains why your bad guys can't kill your heroes. But I feel like previously on Digimon, the seasons that we've seen, they don't really want to show us, like, why not? Like, we'll see a scene where the kids are dead and the bad guys will just leave for no reason. They'll just go away.
You mean Frontier?
No, I'm directly referring to in 02 with Arakenimon and Mummymon. How the kids have basically been defeated, and
the first time Mummymon shows up, that happens.
Yeah, and Arakenimon's sort of been injured, but Mummymon basically shoots the kids. And then, I mean, you could argue that he was more concerned over Arakenimon's safety, but no one actually asked that of him. Like, Arakenimon didn't say, oh, you idiot, you should have killed them. And Mummymon could have said, but my dear, I love you too much. I love you too much for the idea of putting you in danger. That would be believable.
Yeah, you're giving them a lot of credit on that one.
No, but that didn't, I'm saying that didn't happen.
Yeah,
so what happened was they jumped in their car and left.
Exactly. And I think that happened like twice at least.
Mm, because you can't kill the kids, like, because that's not what's going to happen in the end. They're all going to defeat the evil and live happily ever after, because that's how TV shows work.
So then Biomon is, to test them, brings back his... it wasn't Biomon first, it's Fakemon first. Fakemon sends out these like fake ghosts.
Yeah, including a ghost version of the caught up man.
Yeah, and he's a zombie.
Yeah.
And so Eri is fighting these ghosts, and Docomon afraid punches one of them and finds out that they're fake.
He closes his eyes.
Then Musimon is fighting zombies and he's punching them with his ears. It's great.
Also,
Astra kicks one.
Yeah, Astra kicks. I was about to say that. That was really cool. He just sort of kicks one in the side and it's great.
This 11-year-old straight up fights a zombie. And then I think Biomon brings back
his patience.
He says they're his patients that didn't make it.
Mm.
And he resurrects the simulation one, the stealth one, a scopemon, and the failure poop monster.
I can't remember what it's called. Something beginning with Sa. Sa something. I can't remember.
Sakusimon or something?
No, because Sakusimon is the simulation one.
Maybe. So, and Biomon literally goes, why are you here? And he goes, I don't know.
Because that's the thing. It was another one of the situations that Atmon's really good at, is that you ask the question, who is this? Why is he here? And the show immediately answers it.
He was never a bad guy. And so
we saw him before, but this was sort of like he was just there.
The four ghosts all start hanging out and taking selfies and stuff. And Biomon's like, come on, you got to go do this. They're like, no, we're busy.
Mm.
And there's this really great thing where it cuts to Charizmon talking to them and they're all in a line now. And they go, okay, yeah, sure, we'll do that.
Mm.
Because what it is implying... And also there's a bit where, like, Fakemon is, you know, trying to maybe stab Charizmon, and Biomon's being all crazy and Charizmon's keeping them in line. It goes to show, in a sort of subtle way, when Charizmon tells you to do something, you do it. He never has to throw a move at them or anything.
Mm.
He is the reason all the bad guys in this Ultimate Four stay coordinated. Otherwise, they'd be off doing their own thing. Oh, a beauty or lies or doing surgeries and stuff. He keeps everyone in line.
Mm.
And it's interesting. So the ghosts all go off and the kids fight their way through all the fake stuff and they regroup.
Mm.
And they... are told by Naito, hey, you have an hour before we kill Yujin, which you correctly identified is almost certainly a lie.
Yeah, 100%, because in the last episode, Cloud or Naito was talking about how Leviathan has explicitly said, don't kill him.
I want to establish now, Naito has been given this very clear character bit where he has this evil laugh that's really bad.
Yeah, and it's purposely bad. And I think I've noticed it the first few weeks. I'm like, oh man, that's really terrible. But no, I think it's meant. I think he's, because he's not actually like, you know, he's not born from evil. He's not an evil monster. He's basically just a person.
Because it's not a, it's not an M. Bison. It's like, oh, the.
Yeah,
he like loses control of his laugh.
It's this little dorky laugh, because I'm pretty sure that Naito is just secretly a dork. Oh, just while speaking of Yujin.
He would do like the claw hands. Like,
yeah. So while speaking of Yujin, I don't think he's actually part of Leviathan. What if, because I think the show's trying to swerve us here and make him think, oh yeah, he's something to do with Leviathan there. What happens if he's something to do with Minerva? And Leviathan doesn't want to kill him because it's got information on Minerva. And also Leviathan spawned from Minerva.
It's a possibility.
Mm.
I'm not going to lie. It's a possibility.
Yeah, because I have a lot of faith in Atmon. And I feel like it's trying to make us think a certain thing about Yujin. Because it's been, and I think I said this episodes ago, before we knew much more about Yujin, before he was actually one of the characters. I feel like it's too obvious that he is part of Leviathan in a way.
But I don't like that swerve for a sake of a swerve. Here are all the things what we're going to do to position him to look evil. Oh, we're going to have him looking around the corner. We're going to have his eye be red. We're going to have his mom seem really sinister. And all of these things contribute to making you think he's evil. And if all of those things are circumstantial and haha, he was good the whole time, that's not interesting. They did that for the sake of getting your shock reaction. What I think would be interesting, and I've said this before, is that yeah, he is a Leviathan project, but he's like a final trump card that Naito doesn't need to know about.
Yeah.
Because if Naito doesn't know about the duos, we don't know that Leviathan's given instruction about that. So maybe Naito's taking initiative there and Leviathan already knows everything there is to know.
Yeah, I also do like the idea that Naito is simply basically just a pawn. He thinks he's on a really high level. He's on this high level like Leviathan and is, you know, he's the CEO. He has so much power. But we also saw the last CEO was basically just a pawn that he got rid of really easily. And I think he's going to do the exact same thing to Naito. Maybe even Naito will join the kids.
And I don't think that, like, there's so many outright things that make you think, hey, this is Leviathan. Oh, and if that's designed to trick you, it's weird that the most subtle thing that would make you think that he's actually with Minerva, the most subtle thing is also the most obvious to people who make assumptions, being kids. He has a duo already. And if a duo comes from Minerva, then he must be working for her. If that's the case, then there's no reveal at the end. If it turns out it's Minerva, then it's like, oh, well, yeah, you were always a good guy. So there is no swerve.
Maybe. I just wanted to come up with a different theory.
Yeah. Okay. So they're basically told, hey, you've got these like four areas of the digital world you have to go to. Each one of them is the home base of one of the Ultimate Four, and you have an hour to get to the end or we're going to kill Yujin. So they go to some pathway that'll take them to the first place, which is Biomon's one, which will be really interesting. And as they're going through the tunnels, the ghosts of the four Super Atmon from early in the season, three Super Atmon from early in the season and the poop failure one, start like herding them into a big area, and you know, they ambush them and they surround them in a big ring of fire, and they're like, haha, we're going to kill you now. And the coolest thing happens, Musimon just says to the Poopmon, hey, you're gonna want to stop now.
Yeah, you are going to want to run away,
because we're really, really tough and you're gonna regret this. And you're like, this because anyone else, Gatchamon could have said this line, and you would have been like, oh, fine. This is Musimon. Musimon's a laid-back dude, and he's like, we're gonna mess you up.
Yeah, and it was great. And then it's kind of like, no, we're really strong. And then
they ultimately evolve all of them.
Yes.
And, like, totally, totally effortlessly smash all of these Digimon. Like, Globemon stands there in front of Scopemon, who keeps firing blasts, and just is blocking them all with one hand.
Yeah, and it's this really nice way to show how powerful they are, because these, except for the failure Poopmon, of course, which it's really fun that he's there, and I don't mind that he's there. But we had the three Atmon who gave them the most trouble. We had Scopemon, who Haru basically only defeated with brains, basically.
In the best episode.
In the best episode, yes. And then we had Sakushimon, which more or less tried to kill Rei.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he had him all tied up and was going to actually kill him. We had Mienumon, who was basically a boss of an arc.
It was a pest the whole time. And now it's just in this episode, like, eh, whatever. And they all, like, you can see all the Super Admiral, like, oh, this is different now. Oh, God. They're really scared of them.
Yeah, but it's weird that we see Mienumon and not her ultimate evolution that we saw, Warudamon.
That might have been like a Leviathan thing.
Maybe.
It might have been a property of the L-Virus, which wouldn't apply in this situation.
Mm.
So they kick the crap out of them, and they knock them all into the sky where they Team Rocket out.
Mm.
And then the kids go off into the biosphere.
No, before then, they say, huh.
Oh, yeah.
That's surely longer than 60 seconds. And this is like, I popped. Because this is something I was wondering the whole time, like, we're not being shown the timers again. It's going to be longer than a minute and no one's going to address it.
And they just say the duo doesn't have the timer.
Yeah, and they say, oh, it's surely been longer than a minute. And they say, oh, what if we don't have the limit when we have the duo? So they all check their Appy drivers and like, oh, there's no timer.
And it's like Astra who's like, I think that means we're invincible now.
Yeah.
It's not true. I mean,
I know that there's a level above ultimate, so
spoilers, Jesus.
They're invincible for now, and then they finally say, oh, we might be able to actually defeat the ultimate four now.
Yeah. And then they get in to the biosphere and Biomon shows up. It's like, haha, I'm going to do the surgery now. And that's sort of it.
Yeah.
And it's a good episode. It covers some important stuff. It brings back the ghosts of old bad guys, which Frontier did badly and this one did well.
Yeah, because they still had their personalities. They weren't just
there. They all took a selfie, though. It was great.
Mm.
And the stealth mon's like, but my face is all in shadow in this photo.
Yeah. I would have, however, really liked if we got more Scopemon, because I loved his character so much. And at least we know now that
he's not part of Satellamon.
He's not Satellamon. Satellamon is an evolution from him, but they're not. They're probably not related. They have the same voice, but they're not related, which is sad, because I wanted the big reveal to be like, oh, he was Satellamon all the time. Wasn't there.
Cameramon is just nobody. He's just an Atmon who was fighting. He was not related. Well, he wasn't somebody's... Wasn't he meant to be someone's buddy?
Possibly. We did see a silhouette of an Appy Drive, which we still don't know who that is.
The only alternative here is that Naito has had multiple partners.
But we've never seen him... Does he have an Appy Drive? Have we seen that?
I mean, I assume so, because where would that... What would the silhouette have been?
I think it's a mystery that has not been answered and will be, because I don't think it's Naito.
But whoever
we would have the thing is we if it was Knight,
yeah.
We would have seen him holding an Appy Drive.
That's true.
And the thing is, he wouldn't have been that interested in asking Eri, I need your help as someone with an Appy Drive.
Well, I mean,
it's not Knight.
I mean, that's irrelevant. He was just revealing that he knew she had one.
Yes, but it was explicitly said that he needs somebody with one. And he didn't show her his because he doesn't have one. We would have seen him hold one.
That's true. Because they did show us his helmet to make a point that he was Cloud.
Mm. And
that's so dumb. Shock horror. Called that.
Yeah.
Oh, because it's the Cloud.
Oh, that's really good.
He's named after the Cloud.
Oh, that's really good.
It's not good. It's stupid.
No, I love it. Shut up.
That's crap.
No, I'm just thinking about... That we still don't know who held that. We still don't know the name of the Appy driver that we saw that day.
Yeah,
that's a reference to an anime.
Unless it's Eugene somehow.
So if we go that Eugene has two personalities, he has the red eye one, which basically shuts down his usual personality and takes over.
Yeah,
and we have his lovely like, oh Haru, you are the most precious thing to me. And if we count those as two personalities,
yeah.
What if one has this Appy drive and was able to Applink Cameramon with Shotmon and make Scopemon.
Mm-hmm.
And the same thing happened for, I believe that's what we saw when Mienumon evolved as well.
I think we
got that silhouette. So what if that's also Eugene?
But the silhouette wasn't a duo.
Yes, it wasn't a duo. So I think he has two Appy drives, or it's his mum's, because it wasn't a duo. And,
this is weird.
And Eugene was new to the idea and the premise of an Appy drive and an Atmon.
So, okay.
No, it is either Watson or I, 100%. What if, though?
What a twist. It was I all along. She's just been helping them for no reason.
And then say, oh, how could we ever know? And she's like, I'm actually AI.
What if it's Watson, who's just been this bumbling idiot character? Like, did you know that I was important? I'm in the background of all the evil scenes.
No, dude. Watson's too big of a character. What if it's his friend with, like, who looks like, for some reason, he reminds me of Hamtaro? He's like the friend with, like, an orange fringe that covers his eyes. Yeah, he's got friends. So,
does he?
No. So it's either a...
What if it's Astra's mom?
It's caught up man.
Oh my god!
No!
Well, that would explain how Fakemon has enough knowledge about him to make him.
Yeah, and he's doing no, and he's doing like the thriller.
Yeah.
And then no, nya.
It's great.
And Astra's like, I don't know if I'm feeling this.
No, it's like, I think I might be feeling this.
And it's so cute. Like, I can't believe I went from hating him. And I know, yes, I say this in every episode because it's so true. I went from hating him originally and now I love him and he's such a treasure.
I think the only thing I didn't like was what I was trying to say at the beginning where Haru looks up and sees the L Corp symbol, so that's the Leviathan symbol, and goes, Leviathan symbol, that must mean that Eugen is here.
Well, he's wrong. That's the thing.
Leviathan symbol's everywhere.
Yes, but I like to think that Haru is sort of, when it comes to his friends, he's not the smartest kid. Like, he's just like, oh, I will rush into danger. I have to find my friend. I have to save him.
All that required was Rey saying, I'm not so sure about that.
But he did do that, didn't he?
No.
Oh, I thought he did.
They just said, oh, he must be. Oh, no, look, he's on the screen. And the funniest thing is when Cloud goes, yeah, I've got him captured somewhere else. Haru goes, does that mean you were lying?
Because Haru, the perfect innocent child that he is, would never expect the bad guy to lie to him.
Oh, man, he's like, so precious.
Why would you do that? Why would you lie to me? I love Haru.
You think people would go on the internet and tell lies?
Mm. It's like, no, wait, what do you mean people lie? Well, what's lying? What do you mean not to say things that aren't right? What do you mean saying things that aren't right? Why would anyone do that? He's so innocent.
I don't think I have any miscellaneous bits for this episode at all.
Oh, no. Miscellaneous bit, which is also a positive, the new ending to celebrate Haru's birthday last week.
I thought we talked about that last week.
No, we didn't, because I didn't show it to you until after we did the episode.
Oh, but I've already talked about it with you so much. You say it. You talk about it.
Okay, so it's really cute because they're planning this big surprise party and Rey is doing macarons, which is Jay's favorite part, isn't it?
Yeah, he's cooking because he knows how to cook because he cooked for his brother. And we established everything.
And Astra's doing the calligraphy, which of course he is because we've established he writes amazingly and he's got amazing calligraphy skills because of his background and his family, and I think that's so cute. So they're all planning, and then just after they're set up, Haru goes there. Like, he's been told to go there, so he goes inside, but nobody else is there yet.
And he's like, uh-oh, I'm gonna ruin the surprise, and everyone's gonna feel really bad. I'm gonna leave.
Yeah, so he leaves for a couple of minutes and then comes back when they're there, and he acts surprised, and it's so pure, because he's such a sweet little kid, and then we see that his name is actually officially Hal. As in Hal from Space Odyssey.
Yeah, well, I mean, we did know that already, but
yeah,
it's written in English.
Yeah, and it's written as Hal. So, and I read this post the other week that was basically saying every character's name is based off an AI or some form of technology in history or in fiction. And I just think that's so cool. Like, that's such a cute little thing. Favorite character, I really like Scotemon. He tries to take a selfie. I think that's adorable. I love that he's back. I would like to have more of him, though at this point I am actually quite doubtful that he'll come back. I thought that he was a big thing. But it just turns out he's just a guy. And he's an easily beaten guy now. Like, he's probably not coming back. So I will say he's my favorite character.
Scotemon.
Just this once, yeah.
Oh, poor guy.
Yeah, poor guy.
He took the selfie with everyone.
Yeah, that's why I like him. Because
he's got camera parts.
Yeah.
And he goes, the perfect angle for my face is 39.7 degrees, slightly to the right.
No, it's so precious. Who's your favorite?
Of this episode?
Caught up man as a zombie?
No, I kind of wanted to go... I'm going with Musimon. I'm going with Musimon A, because he fought those zombies in hand-to-hand, and B, when he's just like, you don't want to fight us.
He's just like, well...
We're really cool now. I don't know if you know that, but we're really sick.
Yeah, you should basically run away.
It was really good.
It was
sweet. A good time.
Okay, if I can't say Scotemon is my favorite, yeah, I would agree with Musimon. Yeah, but I would say Scotemon just because Musimon will continue to be great. I don't think we're getting Scotemon again.
That's fair enough.
So I'm saying Scotemon because cute lines.
You want to put him on the chart? Are we going to have someone go through these and just pick out who's everyone's favorite character was and put them next to each other as a chart?
I should have for the first episode, like, started this as the first episode, because otherwise I'm just going to have to go back. But I think I guess I'll just have to.
We'll give it to a listener for homework. It'll be fine.
Yeah, just listener for homework. Like, just, if
listen
anyone...
to every episode of Lost in Appalachian Mon to find out who our favourites were.
And make up a chart, because I'd actually really like to see who we've listed. But
it's going
to
be Haru number one for sure.
Oh, Haru or Gatchmon, though?
Because this they did this for the Attitude Era podcast, where they always give MVP for who was the best of whatever pay-per-view they were watching. And over the course of the whole Attitude Era, they had given scores to everyone, and they could pick out the top three people they thought.
Mm.
It was great.
Well, I think that Haru and Gatchmon would win.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, because, I think Haru would win.
But, well, I think Gatchmon is...
Eri
like
would come second.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, and I think Astra would also be there. Because, like, lately I've just been loving Astra. I've been totally feeling him. That sounds inappropriate.
Gross, he's 11.
Yeah, he's like a tiny child. No, but I just think that Astra's amazing. The thing is, I love all the main characters in this. And the sad thing is, I don't remember any other Digimon season. I feel like I said this last week as well.
I don't remember any of them either. Once I stop watching Digimon, I forget everything in that season.
No, I wasn't talking about... I just don't remember liking every single character in a Digimon season before Atmon.
What about Adventure? Who do you not like in that?
I know, like, some characters I'm kind of just like... I mean, I like them, but I'm not sure if it's nostalgia.
Sora? Joe? Izzy? Like, pick one. Which one do you like? Is it Matt? Because I hate Matt.
No, I'm kind of like air when it comes to Yamato, and I'm kind of like air when it comes to Hikari.
Fair enough.
I mean, she's very much the little sister type, but just something about it, just like, I don't know. It feels weird.
Jesus.
I mean, it's okay if people do like those characters, but I'm not a huge fan of Yamato. I feel like...
He's crap. You're right,
actually. His outbreak in the last bit of the season could have been more justified, but you know, that's just...
Outburst?
Outburst when he just decides he wants to be the leader and kill Tai Chi all of a sudden.
Right.
Because a tree said so.
That's the worst thing.
And Tai Chi's just like, yo, I'd rather not fight, but I guess if we have to.
Gabumon, this is a terrible idea. Evolves. All right, fine, let's go.
Yeah, can't evolve, then decides he will evolve, evolves. No, but I'm just saying that I feel like... Out of all the seasons of Digimon, Atmon has the most likable entire cast.
True. It also has the least shots at making a bad one.
Yeah, well, they have less characters, yeah. But to be fair, it has, what, the same amount of characters as 02?
Does Yujin really count?
It has I'm pretty sure it has the same amount as in Frontier.
Yeah, but does Yujin really count?
What about Tamers? Tamers was three for a long time.
Yeah, but at the end of it was like seven.
Yeah, well, we don't know if Atmon's going to get more friends.
I don't know. It's like episode 40.
Oh my god, it's almost done. It'll be done in a few months.
There'll be a season 2, probably.
Was there one for Tamers, Jay?
There was one for Adventure.
Yes, but that was the first season. There was not one for Tamers, and Tamers is...
But that's all Digimon. This is Atmon. It's different. Different show,
yeah,
mate.
I guess Cross War's got like 3 seasons, and it didn't necessarily deserve
This is a different that. Franchise.
It's the same franchise.
No, it's not. You think that they're going to market all these toys and things, and they're going to push everything, and now at the end of it, they're going to be like, that's it, though. We're done.
I hope there's another season.
If they're successful, they're going to give you more Atmon.
Hope so. Well, that's what it always says. I hope that there's going to be like a brand split of the older...
A brand split.
Yeah, brand split, whatever. I speak funny.
Bland split.
Banana split. So what I'm saying is, and I'm pretty sure I've said this for a couple of months now, is that what if they're going to try to keep both sides of the Digimon fandom? They've got the young kids. The kids who are watching Yo-Kai watching Pokemon, they want to suck them dry their parents dry of money. And then they've got the adults who grew up with Digimon, who have nostalgia, and now they've just started working. And now that they have money, they will spend money on the 20th anniversary V-Pets that are coming out.
It's just you.
No. I think that that's what they're going to do. I think they're hopefully going to be smart, and they're going to aim Digimon at both little kids and adults.
Okay. Well, marketing strategy aside, that's Atmon this week.
Well, my ranking, I put this in 6th place.
Fair enough.
Because this was a good episode, but it... So, what'd I put? I put it above Invasion, the ultimate Atmon's Ultimate 4, which was the...
Yeah, it's probably better than that one.
Enter the Dark Masters, and... below the Globemon Evolution episode, which was the Net Ocean is in a big pinch, the time has come, Ultimate App Fusion, because, I mean, my enjoyment's probably of this episode is more, but I feel like that amazing musical moment when Dogachmon evolves to Globemon, mm-hmm. I think that bit of the episode makes that episode better. But if it didn't have that, this episode would be much higher. So yeah, it's in 6th place. This was a good episode, and Jay thought it was going to be filler when we sat down to watch it, right?
Pretty much.
And I don't think it was filler. I think we learnt a lot. And we then in the preview, we found out that Bayomon is going to tell Rei what happened to Hajime. So that's going to be really good, hopefully.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
I'm voting for him becoming an Atmon. Like, I think he's an Atmon somewhere. Maybe that's why the Pumon Failuremon was there. What if that was him? Because Bayomon explicitly said, these are my ex-patients.
Yeah, but that would be really dumb.
He has said that he operated on Hajime.
Yeah, but he's not an Atmon.
I don't know. I feel like he's an Atmon.
Okay, let's rewind this a little bit. He can't reveal the truth that he knows Hajime became the Poopmon when in the last episode he goes, who are you?
He doesn't know
the answer. Okay.
So he's either Knight, he could be Eugen.
That's really... He couldn't be Eugen.
Because we've got flashbacks of him as a kid. Okay, you're right. That was dumb. I think he's Hakumon.
It's
the opening possible. Does seem to make you want to feel like that, though.
I don't think so. I just think it's at one point of his life, it was like this. And then after, it was like this.
I don't know. I feel like he's an Atmon.
I mean, you're allowed to think that.
Eugen's... Everyone's Hajime, okay? I'm pretty sure I've gone through the entire cast at one point.
And what if Haru's Hajime?
Oh, but no, I've seen Haljime. Flashbacks. Oh no. What if Haru is inside each and every one of us?
What if this is the Matrix and Rei's actually just asleep and dreaming it all?
What if it's Lucemon? What if it's Vamdemon?
Yeah, it's Vamdemon! Woo! Okay,
so Hajime became Vamdemon, and then Vamdemon jumped universes. Oh no, he's Ryo, never mind.
Okay, great. We figured it out. And then he ends up in Tamers somehow.
Yes. So he's Vamdemon, then he became Ryo, and then Ryo went to Tamers. And now he went to Atmon after the events of Tamers. We solved it, kids.
We did it, Reddit.
We certainly McDid it. Every so often, I just make you laugh and it just surprises me.
Did you do it?
So next week, we'll be watching episode 40, which is the ultimate fierce fighting, Globemon versus Charizmon. That is an episode title.
Oh, that really tells... Because I guessed that they would split the crew up and put one kid against each ultimate again. And this... Because we know they're in order, that means that we're getting to the end of the line. So the 60-minute time limit probably covers the two episodes. Fair enough, that's good. I wouldn't want this to be split out over four episodes, which is what it sort of implied.
Well, when they were implying that, I was like, oh no, that does not sound like it's going to be... It sounds like it's going to be like not necessarily... It's going to be full, like not filler, but it's going to have times where half an episode is filler.
Well, it could be interesting, but it'd be a gauntlet where it doesn't matter how interesting what's happening is, you're still waiting for the end, because it will get there.
Yeah.
But in this one, we know, okay, they're going to have just cool fights, one each.
And that's going to be cool, hopefully.
Mm-hmm.
And at this point, I'm back on the positivity and optimistic Atmon train.
I think as they get towards the end, their momentum's picking up.
And that's good, because that's sort of what happened at Frontier in the last two episodes. Like, the momentum started picking up before the season ended.
There's
like
about
just before.
3 months left of Atmon.
I know, but that's really sad.
Then we can do less recording every week.
Yeah, but it's sad that Atmon will be done.
It'll come back.
Hopefully. Like, this is, even compared to when I was a kid, I think this is the season that I'm getting the most amount of enjoyment out of.
Fair enough.
Even compared to when I was a kid and I wasn't analyzing Digimon.
Anime got a lot better. Like, people always... And anime's got a lot of classics in it. It's got Ghost in the Shell and all that sort of stuff. But that's a lot of crap back in the day. There's a lot of crap nowadays, too. But I think the hit-miss rate is way higher nowadays.
Well, I think it's because there's even more of it. There's always been a lot of anime in Japan. But there's even more of it now. And they have to... But be competitive.
The hit and miss rate could be the same. It doesn't matter what the volume is. What I think matters is that they sort of... the creativity has managed to increase in the exact opposite of the way that Hollywood has done. Where, yeah, you start seeing things that are similar or the genres that get repeated and stuff, but also you get weird stuff that keeps surprising you. And this has managed to do that.
Which is good. So now we have 10 episodes left. Well, 11? No, 10. I don't know. An amount. How do you feel about Atmon so far?
It's really good. I mean, for Digimon, it's really good.
Do you think...
I need to qualify that. That is important.
Do you think it's so far shaping up to be better than Tamers even?
I mean, I'd say so, because I know I enjoyed it more than Tamers.
Yeah, because Tamers, the thing is, Tamers was good, but it still had problems.
Tamers didn't live up to the promise that I wanted. It promised something in episode 2-3, which it never, ever fulfilled. And this one had the same problem where episode 4 was like that. But at the end of the day, as much as I like Takato and Gilmon, I think that, and I like Terrymon, I think they're cute. but I don't think they have as much character in them as, say, Eri does or Gatchmon. It's hard to compare. I think the story of Tamers was not as consistent either. I mean, we don't really know much about the Leviathan yet, but this stuff's happening. And there are dots to connect here. So it's entertaining.
I can't believe we're already up to episode 40. I just feel like it just started.
That's not true. We've been doing this forever.
I know, but it feels like we haven't been doing it. Like, it's not that long, which is good. It's been going really fast.
I mean, it's been like 6 months.
Yeah, it's been since October. So it's been more than 6 months.
Okay, so it's been 8 months. It's been a really long time.
Yeah, it's good. And I'm looking forward to watching more of it, and I'll be sad when it ends.
Fair enough.
So, yeah, that's it for the episode. You can email us at lostintranslationmon@gmail.com, or you can comment on this episode and message us on SoundCloud. You can follow us on @translationmon on Twitter, and you can find us on Lost in Translationmon on Instagram, Tumblr, Facebook, and YouTube. We have a discussion thread on With the Will, and a Reddit thread in the @mon subreddit, and we'd really super duper super duper super duper music looper appreciate it if you would review us on iTunes and or Stitcher, because reviewing us really does hopefully get more people to listen to the show, and it is amazing when we have an increase of listeners, because it's good because we put a lot of time into the show. We have a website where you can check out my Apple ranking, and hey, if you have your own Apple ranking, feel free to tell me, and I like looking at what other people think is the best episode. Do you agree? Is episode 4 still the best? Or do you think episode 4 is not that great in hindsight? I don't know. I'd like to hear. You can donate to our Patreon, which is linked in the description, from as little as $1 a month. And $1 a month gets you access to our listener Slack chat group. But high levels gets you things like exclusive notes, information, early and unedited episode recordings, the ability to suggest discussion topics, Skype calls with May and Jay, and more.
And thank you to our current Patreon supporters, Sam Krieger, who has a podcast called The Moncast, which talks about Pokemon and Digimon, Stevie, who is Stevie Padamon on Tumblr and is currently taking commissions, Wu Qinglong, who you can find at twitch.tv/WuQinglong, Metal Mamimon, Joe, Anime Guy, who is Anime Guy Kurosaki in the number one on YouTube, Penguin Mage, Chakmon, Ishpobamba, Hiro Alato, who is at Hiro Alato on Twitter, Jason Morosky, Ryuchi, who is Frost Miragic on Archive of Our Own, Stephen Reeves, who is at WildWing64 on Twitter, Kaidawashi, Mac, Noam, Riku, Red and Garen from the Versus podcast, which you can find on SoundCloud right now, Chisai, who you can follow at Chisai236 on Tumblr, Corey, Kyle, Delady Bugman, whose anime blog you can find at bagubaragu.wordpress.com, Small Wolfie, who's on Topastic as Small Wolfie and has a comic there called Eden of Melancholy, Tom, Glitchgoat, Ezra McCool, Nicholas, Matthew, Anthony, and Lizmet.
You can also make a one-off donation on our PayPal, which you found in the description. It's paypal.me/Ergimon. And make sure to listen to us for the podcast. We'll see you guys next time. Bye! Bye.